stay tuned because we have a rare cast member from Love & Hip Hop who actually drops music. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You got something else going on over there. I'm
like, look at Shaq. Nobody. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jang here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood AfterBuzz TV After Show. We got Miss Courtney Stewart in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Stephon Wallace. You guys can follow him on his commercial Instagram account. I am Stephon.
Yeah, shout out to Julie and Lisa at the Slumber Party in Minnesota.
Yeah, sipping on that wine, boo.
Hi, Julie.
Hey. All right, y'all. In studio, we've been saying he was going to come in. He finally did. Shout out to Octavia. Yeah. Willie Taylor in the building.
What's going on?
Welcome.
Just so everyone knows, we are off that Jack and Honey.
Honey Jack.
Yes, I'm gonna mess with Jack Daniels. I just, you know.
This is all right. This is all right.
Jack, my best friend.
Doing all right.
Shut the music up. We love that. You guys can check it out. Willie Taylor, Jackpot, available on
iTunes and everywhere digital music is sold.
Hey.
Fellas, go get it, man. That's going to help your game out. Ladies, if you hear it, you know, it's going to help your game out, too.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, something that won't help your game out, let's talk about Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yo.
All right, but before we do that, can you pull the chat up so we can see what these children
and make it big so we can read it.
I know, because you know I can't see it, so you want me to see it too.
I got one blurry contact.
We'll write it in Braille for you.
He's filling it out.
All right, let's talk about it. So the episode's called The Leak. And we started off with seeing Rosa, Miss Nikki Baby, and where Nikki's apologizing to Rosa. She feels taken advantage of, and that, you know, why lie? Because that's my whole thing is like, why are you lying? Why are you always lying?
Great meme.
Oh, this is a live situation.
They got to open up Willie's phone, y'all.
Got my lock on.
It locked up. It's okay.
I had like. I didn't want to get my code out.
You know, we live right now.
We've been sitting here for 10 minutes. You kind of did that before.
I know, but it locked up so we were live. You know,
they got a whole person coming up on the stage.
Here's my favorite part.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
I would have thought we were unloving him. I was like, sir,
wait, what?
Excuse me.
But my favorite thing is whenever we have a guest in studio, I love that they have, there's three people here recording us right now.
Yes.
But I love it because I want y'all to know, like, as soon as this is done, it's going to be recorded on HD and y'all can have all of that footage.
Oh, yeah.
You will have it.
Later on. It's amazing.
But it's better instantly.
In the moment.
Cool. All right. So Nikki over here, she's like, you know, Rosa says to her, why lie? And
why
I agree.
Lie?
Mm-hmm. Why lie about the situation?
Because she was in her feelings.
Or she was purposely trying to be a little player.
She wasn't. She was in a difficult space.
I agree with that. Look, she lost her brother.
She lost her brother.
And sometimes you do act out of character. I mean, I went through a bad breakup and then actually afterwards ended up doing the same thing that someone did to me to somebody else. And I felt horrible about it, but I knew it. I expressed myself as it was happening. I explained that to the person. And that's the thing, communication, right, Willie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta communicate.
Gotta communicate.
Gonna be a lot of right Willies.
You know, right? Yeah.
Right, Willie?
Okay. Yeah, damn right.
Shonda at home with her notes like, all right.
Yeah, when we walk through the door.
So when Willie comes to the show, let me do the after show on AfterBuzz.
I just want to say on this because y'all trying to give her a pass because of her the passing. You trying to give her a pass
I'm not giving her
because
pass.
Her brother passed and everything.
I'm not giving her a pass.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm giving her a little bit of like.
I'm just saying.
I don't think she deserves a pass.
Reasoning behind it.
I don't think she gets a pass. The reason is
everything you're saying is negated because
it's coming out
your mouth.
She wasn't dating either one of them. She was not committed to either one of them.
She was sleeping with two different people.
It doesn't matter. They were not claimed as a boyfriend or a girlfriend. She made that very clear to both of them. So you don't get.
You the only one.
It's only you.
But you don't get. But if I'm saying you're the only one, but I'm not saying you my man or you my girl, like...
Oh, so you go on that technical
I'm saying you should still be honest.
We all understand that. And then she immediately on the I'm sorry tour... went back to Rosa and then Safari to get both of them back in the bed?
Okay, I was sitting here like, okay,
you're mending, not sorry.
With Rosa, she was mending her friendship.
Girl, boss. That's a Sunday night pussy rug.
Maybe not no more, because Rosa got that other girl that was up at the party.
Stop.
Her the trainer.
Flowers. The stalking and the flowers?
Look, you don't go from
this. Does it matter? Maybe all Rosa is doing is the one thing, and then Safari's doing the other thing.
So then you could have been honest from the beginning and said, when that was going down before, I got a girl to lick me up because you
got himself in a relationship.
So now he think, you know, he could tell somebody about a relationship and how you got to be honest. I can talk about relationships.
Listen, I'd have been on both sides of the fence. I'm glad. I'm happy to be in a good situation, baby.
There you go.
Before the wifey came along, you didn't tell them hoes nothing.
I'm just saying.
You didn't tell them nothing. Like, they did not. They were not entitled to any information.
Nobody's entitled to information, but if you're saying that you're being exclusive in any way, you have to be honest.
Great segue, Willie. So, this season, we saw, you know what I mean? Like, you were our favorite couple on the show.
Yes, we were. I don't think we
should be. I think we still should be that. I don't think it should be something that y'all used to feel. I think you should feel that right now.
We got concerns.
I mean, look, we don't get many choices on here.
Have your concerns, but understand that we all human, and we all make mistakes. As long as we learn from those mistakes, and
absolutely.
Do better, then we can, you know, we can come back and change things. Okay. So I gotta say that I did make a huge, huge mistake or a bad decision. I made a very bad decision, and I paid the repercussions for it. And I'm still dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I learned my lesson. This shit ain't never gonna happen again. I don't give a fuck who it is. It's never gonna happen again, and I'm gonna still be fighting for my wife, because that's what my heart is.
Well, so,
bottom line, you know?
Where's the applause track?
Come on, man. Turn some shit on. Do some like this.
We need the
get some lightens.
Come on, do some shit for us.
And next season, we're gonna check in with Sean.
See, I'm looking right here.
Because
see,
they said a 12-year mistake.
But that's some bullshit, because it was never 12 years.
Well, see, that's what they communicated.
See, y'all
gotta
stop communicating.
That's what we need to
clarify. I got some notes.
We need some fact check.
Come on, hell yeah.
Rumor has it so that before day 26, you were in a group called Quiet Storm.
Yeah, true.
So apparently during this Quiet Storm, which all I can think of is the Lil' Kim challenge dance to Quiet Storm.
That's why I can't talk to you.
So you was in Quiet Storm and Kyra, Chirac, Cockroach.
Ooh,
you met her
Bert.
During this time.
Yeah.
And it was kind of
like...
Pre-Shonda.
Okay.
And so during this time, you know what I mean? There might have been like a situation. And you were like, yo, like I'm chilling. I ain't trying to do this right now. Then all of a sudden you wiped up with Shonda. So then Tweet Girl is like, the fuck you said you wasn't looking for nothing. And so then all of a sudden we have damn 12 Years a Slave with Chirac.
See, this is what it is. Let me tell y'all. Okay, so... And I explain this later on too, so y'all hear it again other than right now, but I'll just tell you now. Back in the day when I was in Quiet Storm, one of the group members used to date this girl who was friends with her. So I was the wingman. I used to go with him to get her out the way for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't want a girlfriend. I told her that. It was true story. I didn't want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then when I got with my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time, well, not at the time then, but after that I got with her.
Yeah.
And I got a girlfriend. So I don't know if she kept that in her, but for whatever, 12 years of nothing... And then we linked up later on.
This past December.
Right. Which was the reason why I'm here. But had she said that in the beginning, then we would have dealt with it from there.
Right.
But when you say, 12 years on and off, a baby, which nobody in the world could fucking know about. Where the fuck this come from? This is new to me and everyone.
Yeah.
When you come to all that, it just becomes too much. And I feel like that's what it ended up being, too fucking much at one time. And then, you know, it led for me understanding, oh shit, this is my wife right here. Oh shit, these TV cameras. Oh shit, what the fuck do I say? Do I want to tell you now? Do I want to wait for this? So it became a lot at the time. But I fixed it, and I'm still dealing with it, but it was never a 12-year on and off bullshit. It's man, Bird, get the fuck out of here. And the thing is, the reason I don't have a heart for it is because she know I don't give a fuck about her. She know that it was nothing like that. So when you come on, I look at you more as an opportunist now. Like, now you just...
It
wasn't 12 years later, girl. This is stemming from December.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So after they did whatever 12 years ago, and it don't matter. She
You know, I was dealing... Me and my wife was dealing with a situation at the time where I didn't know... I was damn near 1.5 feet out, and we didn't know. It was just situations in marriage.
I get that.
And I made a dumbass decision. With that motherfucker, it was... Just, I mean, period. to do a period, but especially with a motherfucker like that, because I did know better.
It was just convenient. Was it just easy? Like was she? Because were you in LA? Like, did you pay to go back and see her in Chicago?
Honestly, it was a text message that started all the stuff. I mean, the text message was saying some outlandish shit that drives some men to a different level.
Right.
And I responded to it, and instead of doing the right thing and stopping the text and saying get the fuck out of here, I engaged, and that's what the hell happened. But it ended up being this, which I had to deal with, you know what I mean? And like shit from then, it just opened up. Like, I'm not never even looking at the first chapter of any books.
Okay. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it leads to other things. And it was a learning experience for me, so I'm good. You know what I mean?
Okay. Which I appreciate everything you said. We can't crucify someone.
Oh, brother, stop.
Because,
Go ahead. Everyone's going to crucify you.
That's why he found an angel that just ain't going to think nothing about the mess he did in the past. You can't crucify
someone because of their past or even a mistake. A mistake with the woman that was beneath you, because I see her and I'm going,
what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah,
it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
But I should have knew better. I should have. For multiple reasons.
It was easy. You know what I mean? It was there. It was fun.
Was just the things that were said at the time, the Jack Daniels, the Coke, you know?
Oh, well, Larry, Sean, let me pull that away from him.
No, we good now. They didn't even make something in a bottle that can make me go back from what the hell I done said. All the Jack Daniels you can get right now. I don't get no fuck.
So here's my question.
Let him live, Courtney.
I'm gonna just say,
or if you got some more to say, you're gonna give me some, and we can address that so you can feel good. I want you to feel good.
I feel all right. I'm still Team Shonda. I'm glad she didn't roll up on that.
I'm Team Shonda. So we on the same team, so let's figure it out.
That's a little like 12 years separation, and then suddenly you pop back on it, like, because you're going through some troubles. Like, I get it. But do you see
what type of person the girl is?
Not
taken away from who she is, because understanding that I'm the reason for it all. Because had I thought better, I would have done better.
Well, exactly. But at that moment, y'all in here calling her a bird and this and
because
that.
Because she
I
is.
I'm
going to call her a bird.
But
I had to deal with it for real.
With the bird.
I did.
So you thought a bird was better than your wife.
Yeah, girl.
No,
bitch, you ain't going to go fuck a Kim Kardashian and then fuck your wife, because then all of a sudden your wife ain't shit because you fucking Kim Kardashian.
Nah. Shonda always be shit.
No, you don't risk.
That's not what I'm saying.
You don't risk your family for no bullshit.
You don't.
And that's what happened. And it's
you
just,
don't.
You
but anybody can make a mistake.
Anybody can make a mistake.
We done put. I put too much Jack in their drink. Yeah, all the truth coming out. Courtney, here's the relationship shit.
When a man and woman get married, the two flesh become one.
Oh, bro,
right?
Stop.
That's biblical.
No.
So you can't be Team Shonda and not be Team Willie. That's what I'm saying.
I can be Team Shonda because I'm not in the marriage.
No. And you know what?
Reality. I really wish y'all the best, because y'all
Let me tell you something. We're going to be good.
I believe that.
All right, everyone, shut up.
My question is, let it go.
You on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
You know you're on the show, right?
Yeah, I do.
So here's my real honest question.
Go ahead.
Because temptation is a real thing.
It's a motherfucker.
And you've been in this business for a
very
long
time. Yeah.
And you've probably had, more pussy than fucking I can imagine thrown at you, right?
Uh-huh.
So do you get scared, like, in that moment, like, you're sending her pictures, like, and shit, like,
man.
Does it ever go through your mind, like, oh shit, Mona out here sniffing, she gonna find this,
you know
something.
What, man, and I gotta, honest.
And then how do you feel about production when Chirac Cockroach show up?
Yeah, I had a problem with that, because that was real. When that popped up, it was real, but it was, you mean, my biggest thing at the moment was like, damn, you mean, I didn't sign up for this part of the shit, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, do you pull out or do you just, you finish it? But I was like, yo, I can finish it, because...
Is that
what
she said too?
Who? Look at this motherfucker. I knew because when I said it, I heard him like, motherfucker, I'm not somebody in this room going to play off this shit. And it was you. No, I did. But, at the same time, and I was just like, I got to ride it out. And if anything else, man, I just wanted to take this opportunity to show my wife how much I've grown, even through the situation, you know what I mean? And it's like, you people are like, you're not sorry because you're just sorry you get caught. No, I just think at the end of the day, I learned a real lesson. And it wasn't no bullshit lesson. And maybe that, you know, the higher powers understood that this is what it may take for me to learn a certain lesson. And I learned the lesson. So the lesson is 100% learned. And I'm never going to make that mistake again.
And I want to point something out. So you all got married. How long have you all been married?
We've been married for 9 years. Next year will be 10. We're going on 10 years. And we're supposed to be doing something big for that. So we're going to try to keep that alive.
I love it. And you guys were, you all were very young when y'all started dating.
Yeah, we started dating when she was 17. I think I was 20.
See, so, I mean, 20-year-old, 17-year-old relationship.
No, yeah.
They were very young.
She and now we're talking about
take the shovel out of your hand.
We're talking about this man made a mistake.
No.
That
Shonda,
we're facing right now.
Shonda was saying that the reason it was such an issue is because y'all have been through that, and she had sort of forgiven you in the past.
We've
had issues.
So she's just saying she thought by now y'all should be elevated to a new space. Like, you shouldn't have to be repeating that.
At the time that happened, it was a different space. Her head wasn't there, and she knows the space. You guys don't know the space, but she knows the space. We were at a certain space where she would understand, at least, like, okay, even though it's not cool, and I'm not ever gonna give myself no pass for none of this shit, but at the same token, you gotta understand what all these things are. Me, I made a huge mistake. The other chick, she's just an opportunist trying to tear me down to make herself look better. And I'm not cool with that. Had it been to somebody who knew, if we had a mutual understanding or we ever had really real feelings for each other, then this would be a real thing for TV. It'd be like, okay, you and her, and this is a love triangle. It wasn't a love triangle thing. It was something that happened, and we could address that shit straight. That's why I knew she didn't want to talk to me, because I'd have did that shit in the first episode. However, she went around me to try to figure out how she can make this work without seeing me.
Mm-hmm. Which, why I agree with that is because, so she commented something on a picture of mine, so I went to her Instagram page, because I was like, bitch, if you want to come in and talk, you sure can. And here's my thing, like, if you've been on one episode of a reality show, and in your bio it says, as seen on...
You see what I'm saying?
I'm just like, bitch, how you a side hoe talking about watch me on Love and Hip Hop, y'all?
That's what it's about.
I suck some bitch dick. I rest my
case. That's
what it is. That's what we're dealing with. Yeah. So it's a different game when it's that.
But in the end, it's not about her at all.
It's about me.
It's about what you chose
what I did,
your relationship is on the air.
But
you still were turning the conversation to her. In the end, it's not about her at all. It is about what happened here and the choice that you made. And it's good that you got a lesson from it.
And my hand is up, and I'm not trying to point the finger at nobody, but I want you to understand the type of woman that we're dealing with on the other end. The way that she's trying to manipulate the situation and make it something that it's not. And I'm dealing with a lot because of how many lies she's putting into the situation.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what I want you to understand. Other than that, cool. What I did, I did. And I'm a man up to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other end, you got to understand that everything you see on TV is, I didn't have nothing to do with everything she was saying.
Well,
all
the
interviews, I couldn't stop.
You see what I'm saying? Lastly, she knows full well that you're married. So the
but
that's
still
don't matter to nobody.
I'm just saying we're absolving her of any sort of responsibility, and we can't. She knows full well that this man is married.
Uh-huh.
She's engaged
Even if Kardashian walked up to your
she's
ass,
not Kim.
Butt ass naked. Put her fucking pussy on you,
baby,
and was like,
touch
fuck
Kim,
me.
Baby. I don't care what you Jesse
that's
said.
A,
I wouldn't touch Kim.
The bad man fucking lie over here.
I wouldn't touch him.
Speaking of a bad man, Safari gonna meet up with fucking Miss Nikki, baby. Talking about, I hide my heart all the way in you. Was that all? And he's talking about denying this fucking Maury Miami blur, which I believe was not really real.
It
anyways.
Wasn't a thing.
Like, never on Love and Hip Hop have we seen a blurred face. One. Two, that was just messy. You're going to pull some random ass person that, you know what I mean? Gonna maybe have given him a hand job somewhere in Miami, and you're going to be like, you slept with him. Bye.
People still getting hand jobs?
I mean, no. These days, they going all in.
They're still getting hand jobs these days?
And they raw dogging it. So he says, so what's good? We going to be good? She says, yeah, that's cool. So then all of a sudden, it switched from 0 to 100. Fucking Drake on his. He goes, that's fine. I want to get married, have kids, have a small dog named Badman.
I love
a man that knows what the fuck he wants.
He knows what he wants.
But this is why Nicki Minaj broke up with him, though. For real.
Why?
You think so?
Why? What's the reason?
Because he wanted kids and a baby.
Because he wants kids. But I think let Nicki Minaj be pregnant now. That would, didn't she?
But
be
Nicki
done?
And Safari was together for a very long time. I love that. I hate that they broke up. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I understand that it's a long term relationship. Yeah, I'm from that.
Friends with Safari.
I'm from that. Yeah, Safari's my homie. We got a record together called Awards. It's
so
super nice.
And it's gonna be off your new EP.
Yes.
Are you about to sing something?
Why no,
you
no, no, I'm just, no.
Okay, okay.
No, just sitting in like right
because the headphones like this. Like the headphones.
Okay, live performance. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, live performance by Willie Taylor.
Turn my mic up, yo.
Right.
Yo, turn my mic up.
We got a band in the record.
Turn it up.
Turn my headphones up.
How much of Safari, though, is an act? How much of it is put on? I think Safari
is real. Honestly.
Yeah. No, he has a great time. And he's cool.
Just switching
man.
With the.
But you can't take him seriously, though.
But I know a lot of Jamaicans that does that.
Yeah.
You know, who just say they be talking to you one way, and then they get upset, and it becomes other thing. You're like, oh, why? I get it.
Yodman, Batman.
Somebody struck a nerve.
What I'm scared about, though, you know, because Safari's heart want to protect it, is that Miss Nicki Baby is out here because, you know what I mean? Nicki Minaj just fucking shitted on his life, then
she
fucked
did.
Meek Mill and was like, you know what? Meek Mill ain't shit either. He's got to fucking stay at home with his fucking jail bracelet on. I'm going to sit at home and rub fucking baby oil on him while you got your fucking coconut oil. I'm fucking loving hip hop. Like, talk about a fucking downgrade. I feel you, Safari. I want Safari to win. And he actually has dope fucking music, so check it out. Computer, one of my favorites. Nicki says,
how can he win though? Because
he can't now.
We don't have a character that can that's on that episode that I mean on the show that he can win with. Who can he win with?
Nah.
You'd have to introduce
it can't be Miss Nicki because it's like now we've had a Minaj. Her name's Nicki. It's like it's
well maybe
too
he'll
much.
End up with
I can't handle
that
it.
That was
so
cute
that
when they initiated it. They were like, oh Nicki and Nicki. No.
He liked her eyes last week.
You know what? Actually, if he could fuck Tierra and make her like actually put some music out, I would be happy.
He might push it right on
her. I love Tierra Marie. I just want her to focus on music instead of all the fuckboy shit that she be doing.
Mm. Y'all that's hilarious. What it's supposed to be about, man.
I don't want to take back from the show, but I just want you to know that the chat is saying that Nicolette's pregnant. But just continue.
Nicolette is not pregnant. She did not have a baby.
There was like five different messages about Nicolette being pregnant.
Never had a baby.
Okay, no. I'm over talking about that. All right, so what do we get next? Let's talk about Safari.
We don't have a refill. Wait,
Jesse
brought it. It's in his backpack.
So I like doing this, but I've been feeling fine.
Jesse, you're ridiculous.
Not when you get mad.
We live, you know what I mean? We keep everything real up in here. All right, so Safari is clocking Miss Pam's unsweet tea.
Which speaks to...
It was real, like...
This whole area spoke to Safari's loyalty, just by the way.
I fucked with Safari.
Yeah, he did.
Because,
no,
I mean, he just wanted a, you know, a wife and a dog and the kids and all that. Go ahead. There's you
I'm
and me.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Not for you. Okay, there you go.
Okay, girl. He just saying he wanted to wipe the kid and the dog.
Wow.
When it comes down to it, and they towing your car, Safari's your guy. He on top of the tow truck. He took the tow truck keys.
On the car.
His loyalty goes beyond just, you know what I'm saying? Which I love. Did I get coke in this?
Yes, I did. Jeez.
Thank you.
Wait, y'all.
Apparently, I'm
what
the
kind of pussy ass sport would that? We got a fucking shot in
what
there.
Are we doing on this show?
Y'all
what are we
playing.
Doing? What are we doing?
Sponsored by Jack Daniels, y'all. Make sure you check it out. Hey,
y'all,
Jack, hit me up.
Finish that off.
I got you next week. If you don't, I'm hitting up fucking Hennessy.
Look, I'm all getting the coke
game
like
over.
A bitch.
Sorry, all right,
so A1 gets his car towed. They're going to be so mad at us tonight. A1 got his car towed by Miss Lyrica Senior. We done said the name.
It was a commercial.
All right, mind you, we ain't doing nothing about DraftKings, but you guys can check that out. They don't want us to promote them anyways. On here. All right, so A1 gets a car towed by Lyrica Senior because apparently Lyrica Senior had the car in her name
because he had bad credit.
Yeah,
keep y'all credit together, you won't have these problems.
Look, but sometimes your credit gets affected by the situation that you in.
Yeah.
I.e., my ex.
That's another conversation.
Uh-oh.
That's fine. All right, no. So Lyrica Mom tries running up on Pam, and that was probably
the best scene
I'm telling
ever.
You. So next time you talk to Mona, here's what I need you, because she don't want to listen to me. So I need you to just tell her, take all the mamas from all the Love and Hip Hops, put them in a nursing home and record it. Love and Hip Hop, the complex.
Let them
go at it.
The compound.
No, that would be good.
Or just have
one. Yeah, Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes. You got to grab her.
Grab her. Snatch
they need to go ahead and have one episode.
Hold up. Did y'all pour that in yours and not give me none of my
No, I poured it in all three cups. I was an appropriate bartender.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think they should put boxing gloves on, get in a ring, and just get it out.
No, I don't want no one's mama like punching each other.
Just get it out.
Well, it will happen.
I think they just need some sex. I think Lyrica
Senior. They're not getting that.
I know.
They look like shoe
bottoms.
Does it look
like I'm ready?
Pam and Lyrica are getting at you.
She squared up. She was ready to go. She was like, what you need?
Lyrica's mom's face.
No.
I mean, I'm in Pam. Not Lyrica's mom.
No. Yes. Last week you was coming for Lyrica's mom.
I did come for her mom. I'm sorry, Lyrica.
You said her face looked like a leather coat.
It was. Is it because it don't never wash good? She don't never.
What you mean it don't wash? Good.
Like it's so greasy and something. Screen. Like she don't wash it good. Oh no, sorry, girl, sorry.
So, anyways, poor Lyrica, because this girl comes home to find out that her mama done towed the car, and she's like, "Oh yeah, that's just my crazy mama."
Pam's gonna say,
"You know, girl, you a real pretty looking girl, but your mama's so reflects on y'all." What does that mean?
She said you get an attitude when your mama got an attitude and you a spoiled bitch.
Maybe I have an attitude because your son fucking gave my mom a fucking waist trainer last week at a family picnic.
Yep.
Or let's go deeper
than
that.
And your mama can't put no fucking sugar in the sweet tea.
And you still living in my house.
That's where I want to go.
You won't get out of my house.
That's where I want to go.
In my house.
Let's just go deeper than that. I'm just so sick of you being here that I'm like, fuck.
Every time I'm in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen.
Up here.
I'm trying to have sex. You looking in the room like, what y'all doing?
Uh-oh.
Get out of my house.
How are the parent in laws with you? Like, are you guys cool with
Yeah, them? We pretty cool. Yeah, man. I feel like I'm more cool with her people than she is with mine.
Ooh, why? What happened, Mr. T?
No.
What'd your mom say to her?
Nah,
she had some like Ray J issue?
Nah,
she was like,
it wasn't none of the things like that. I think, you mean, just...
Hold on now. If you cool,
we all cool. But, you know, I have a strong relationship then, you mean.
Now, did they sit you down?
Nah, we didn't have all that. We didn't have all the sit down.
Because of the whole...
Because, you mean, whatever decision I make is the decision I make. And I do what the fuck I want to do anyway. So,
okay.
I think my parents knew that growing up. So like if I said I was doing it, then that's what I was doing. So you can talk to me a million times, but
no, I mean her parents now that you had, you know, a little era.
You know,
that would be awkward as fuck. Like.
Well, they might want to protect their daughter. The thing is,
my father-in-law. My father-in-law. He's in the music industry as well. So he kind of understands, you know, the ups and downs of the industry and just the road life and things like that. So we have a different connection. So when we talk, we discuss things from a standpoint of not just being, you know, in the marriage with his daughter, but me being in a relationship with his daughter and my career choice and things like that and things of how things may be and the understanding of it. And just, you mean, just helping coach me through different things.
I like
being just a, man, you know you fucked up, you know, because, you know, automatically, you know you fucked up. So nobody got to tell you that. Right. I fucked up. All right. Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. So now let me fix it. You know what I mean?
So mom, though. Dope. Mom. That's you and Pops.
Yeah.
What about you and Moms?
Me and Moms, we cooler than me and Pops.
Really?
Yeah. So like I feel like if we having a situation, she would probably ride. And Shonda noticed too. She'll probably ride with me just as well as she'll ride with her. You know what I mean? Mm. It'll be like, yo... Either she'll step out of it or just say whatever she feels.
Chirac, yeah. So I was like, bitch.
Why are you all up in their business?
Yeah, now we
with
you
the
know.
Vaseline and take the earrings out?
You want to meet me down at the Red Room?
And she would. And she would.
You fucking with my grandbaby.
I heard Chicago is crazy. I need to find me in Chicago. All right, can we also shout out to the dog that had a pro collar?
Yes, he did. It was so cute.
We also learned that apparently Lyrica Senior doesn't use chapstick because Pam thinks she got bad lips.
I don't want to say anything else about Lyrica Senior.
A small bitch.
Well, we ain't gonna.
I'm not gonna say anything else about Lyrica Senior
because
y'all are judging me for me judging her, and I don't like to judge people. And I apologize to Lyrica Senior.
Well,
Pam,
why are you apologizing when you don't mean it?
Pam,
they both
he got next week.
Really, really nice ladies.
They're nice people. I'm sure.
Is it the reunion already?
Yeah, we have.
Did they fight? Were they there?
No, it was really, really good. I can't give you that. I almost gave you a little Jack Daniels. Like, say something.
Say something.
It was a great reunion. It's going to be very interesting.
Okay.
But, a lot of things, were revealed, and I feel like, the truth came out.
Did they bring Cockroach?
Cockroach did show her little Cockroach.
Of course she came.
However... it got all the way shut down.
I love it.
And you get ready for it.
All right, we wasn't bullshitting.
Hey. We wasn't bullshitting no more. The bullshit was over. Like, we had been dealing with it enough, and enough was enough.
Speaking of bullshit, Max Lux, Brandy, Princess, and Ray J are recording a song for Max Lux. And Jason Lee shows up. And, of course, he has to bring the messy, so he has a sex tape that he plays for them, in which we find out that Monice apparently has a hairy butthole. Ray J is over it. He's done. He's like, yo, like, the thing is, like, my wife can't, like, be on this tip. Like, I know about the sex tapes. And
I thought he was real
in the tape. The way he was like, yeah, this shit.
This
right
is
here.
Awkward.
I'm like, you make something point something. Dollars every month from the sex tape. Like, it came from the Kim Kardashian sex tape. Now, I clearly know whoever this man is that's supposedly a rapper, which he'll probably be on next season, and we'll never hear music from him. So I'm assuming he'll be on here. But the thing is,
and Monice is not Kim.
No one's clicking that.
Right.
And now you done said she got... she calls her pussy a monk. What is it?
We faggoted it out
the
last
monkey,
week.
The monkey...
Some kind of
we
monkey.
Faggoted it out.
We yeah! faggoted it out.
What What was
the drink
a moose monkey knuckle, a monkey knuckle.
It's some kind of damn monkey.
And then now she got a hairy
what
butthole.
What kind of monkey
so
was
now
it?
All my vision is like Monice is just doing the most underneath her pants, and I just don't want to think about that.
Yeah, she might not be cleaning it up the way she needs to.
Which is crazy, because some people don't care. Some dudes don't mind.
That's a specific.
The Brazilian.
That's a specific
thing
category on the porn site. That's a specific category.
It's 2006 tape. If you done put it on out there, you like, bitch, you gonna be like, who recorded me? Bitch, there's only two people in the room.
She was like, who recorded?
Mimi tried to say that too.
Yeah.
Mimi was a lot.
But that was obviously there was like a cinematographer doing hers, and somebody else was like hanging out. That was obvious.
That was super planned and mapped out. Whatever. Mimi is ridiculous.
You have to know this stuff is like coming.
It's ridiculous. I didn't know. It's a wolf monkey. I didn't know that we were doing this.
Yeah, she's like, wait, hold on. Go to the left on the pole a little bit. Okay,
I got a lot more respect for Ray J. Obviously, I'm always Team Ray J. Listen, he said this stinks.
Did you get your scooty bike?
I would get a scooty bike. I mess with Ray.
Boy, if I ever saw you driving to North Hollywood,
I
mess with Ray, dog.
I'm definitely gonna get a scooty bike.
You know what I'm saying? And North Hollywood is so small.
Shit seems fun.
Might as well do it.
There's a time and place to be on a scooty bike.
He said, my wedding's around the corner. This is supposed to be my future wife. And then he left. He went to In-N-Out Burger. Look, Princess, you are putting yourself in a very bad light.
You just look tragic.
Before wedding. Pre-wedding?
Look.
Ray turned the corner,
too. We're going to get to the other stuff, but like, this is the only thing I'm looking at Princess side-eye for. She can be mad at all the wedding shit because Ray J looking stupid to me. Because don't be up here. She been trying to get you to be a part of the wedding for how long? No, brother. He gonna pull up one time, see all the shit that's done, and be like, nah, I want that.
Whoa, bitch, you wasn't at the cake tasting. Don't run over grandma being brought into town. Don't run over.
Okay, that was one thing. Because
he missed the cake tasting. Y'all want to crucify the brother. Listen, I'm not letting y'all crucify dudes on this show.
Why you keep talking about crucifixions?
Right. You need to go to church or something?
Ain't nobody talking about Jesus. Ain't nobody crucified. No, Ray J. He had been asked to show up. She made an appointment for a cake tasting. The Negro did not show up.
He missed the cake tasting.
Up.
He missed the cake tasting.
He didn't show up.
And y'all wrote him off.
Nobody wrote him off.
Bitch, they had the stage already done.
They already had black wings at a wedding.
Let's keep it 100. How much of... Okay, I'm going to ask a married man. Mm-hmm. How much of the woman is the input for the actual wedding? And yours
is 2016, yeah, so be careful because they're going to
It's a lot with the woman. So I figured even in his mind, he probably didn't feel like it was that important for him to be there because it's going to be your way anyway. This is your way and this is for you just to make perfect.
Baby, I like
you.
The chocolate cake. She like, well, I kind of like the vanilla. And then we go with vanilla.
Fuck it, I feel you, my nigga.
Come on, point is only that you show up. I don't understand
what that was. My thing is that she
heterosexual males disconnected right now.
Show up. This girl ain't got no
now
daddy.
We're gonna explain to you why the women get mad. They get mad because she already has a fucking white stage. The chairs are fucking
ugly.
First of all,
though,
and I ain't never seen a wedding plan, because when is this wedding supposed to be? A couple days and they already got that shit set up.
Yeah, they do a preset so you can see how it all looks together and all
so
of
the
that.
Shit's already done. He gonna come in talking about they painted the roses red, bitch. This ain't Alice in Wonderland. You want black and gold fucking roses imported from where? You don't even know what color.
Well, they asked him. They asked him to come in and
they did.
Help.
They
so
wanted
shit.
His
if you don't want his opinion, don't ask for it.
Don't
if you
and
already
Sonya,
get it,
and Sonya
I agree.
Showed up.
You know,
I have to agree with that, because when Sonya showed up and said, "Why are these wings?" I would have been the same.
No, the
way.
Wings.
The
first
wings
of all, black wings at a wedding—that's inviting the devil in.
Well, she was doing the Kanye. What was the video when Kanye had the black swan?
I laugh at you guys.
Dancing.
Does somehow that make it all right because Kanye did it in the video?
No, but I'm thinking that's what she thinking.
Nobody cares. It was ugly.
What was that video?
Sonya was
Runaway.
Runaway. She's doing a Runaway video.
That's actually one of my favorite Kanye West songs.
Ugly.
Don't do that.
It was
ugly. Don't do that. All right, so Ray J upset because he knows her family, yada yada. So whatever, moving on from that. Ray J's mom coming in talking about King Leonardo. I'm like, bitch, why are you talking about turtles?
She didn't mean
Ninja
that.
Turtles.
I'm just going to give Sonya a pass. She didn't mean King Leonardo.
There could have been a King Leonardo of like Portugal or something. Probably. Y'all
Leonardo.
Know
he said somewhere in the world is a King
I'm
Leonardo.
I'm so sure she knows.
Portugal, it's somewhere.
Leonardo is a Ninja Turtle, Sonya. I'm sorry that you even said that.
Here's the thing though, Princess. Princess is going to be like, I don't even understand why Diane is listening to Ray J. Because it's his fucking money. Like,
because
like,
well,
that
is
check that gets
checks.
Signed to me, it says Ray J.
It says Willie.
If I had one,
the issue I have with Sonya though, she's sitting down, she's talking about this is a serious commitment. You know, me and your pops are married 41 years, blah blah blah. And I feel her as a mom, but we're like what 2 weeks before the wedding?
Yeah,
that ain't the conversation. 2 weeks.
Well, she's been having that conversation,
and she can't talk to Ray J about this when we're all crying. She'd be like, Ray.
Because she know he is bugging up. Because
they've been crazy. Like, they was going to jail in New Orleans, beating each other up, strippers. Like, they've been all over the place.
Yeah, but they go through all that just to come down to this moment right here. Like, all right, I'm done with that shit. Here we are right here.
But she ain't signed no prenup, so Sonya still kind of like, at least get the prenup.
Well, but that's between them two, though. That ain't got nothing to do with moms. Mom will always have an opinion on whatever she feel like her son should do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's up to them two. Whatever they feel, that's their love, and they got to deal with it.
Do you feel like, okay, because obviously growing up in this business, and his mom is his manager, mm-hmm. that's his voice. That's his bounce back. So it's like, with something like this, do you see her opinion kind of leaking into the situation?
I see it only be not from a business standpoint, from a mother standpoint.
Yeah.
You never want the wife and the mother to be at odds ever, because it's an uncomfortable feeling for a man, period. But at the same token, you got to understand you got to follow your heart, because you know how much you love this woman.
Right.
You mean your mom, she'll never know. She's going to always come from whatever she feel like her son should be doing at that time in his life. But you got to understand this is your thing, and you got to sit your mom down and let her understand exactly what that is.
I also wonder what Ray's career would have been like if his mother wasn't his manager, if he had a different manager. Always intrigues me.
Well,
no, like, you know what I mean? Like how Princess was like, ain't no one going to see your video? Like, she wasn't really lying.
That's fucked up.
To your husband.
You know, hey, I'm sitting here
to the breadwinner.
Come on now.
That's messed up.
I would like to feel like somebody would watch this shit.
Even if it's true, like, you think that shit, you walk out the door, you mumble it, it's okay. But first of all,
I live
it,
in LA and still didn't see the Scooty Bike sign.
I know.
I didn't see the Scooty Bike sign either. But I'm saying that's the reason he fired back at her the way he did.
I don't know if it was how long it was there. If it's gone now, I don't know. But I did see it.
Because I questioned if it was green screen.
But that speaks to her. That early speaks to her loyalty.
Agreed.
I have to say. And the reason why he fired back the way he was, like, I'm going to be myself, you be yourself, you know, I'm about to be myself. You remember me?
That was a threat.
You remember me?
Yeah.
I could be me now. I'm trying Princess. To be your Ray J. Princess, you know, you pushing dudes over the limit. You don't have a video, so you can't talk to another dude about it, whether or not his video is going to get watched. Where is your video, and what's your job again?
First of all, if Princess ever dropped a video, we'd be talking shit about it. Like, bitch, why you got a video out? What do you do?
But what's your job, though? I can't even talk about the nanny job you got. I can't talk about the Uber job you got, my dude.
Her job is to find a fine-ass man with money.
So then you can't talk about the nigga's video if that's what we making money on.
I know that. I'm well aware. We weren't there yet. We aren't talking shit about that yet because we haven't got to that part of the story.
Sorry.
Now, bitch, here's where you fucked up. The fuck you talking about you want to show up to Ray J? Let's go through Ray J's fucking music selections.
He got some hits.
Wait, where are they?
I know what's up talking about Ray J.
No, he got one wish.
The one wish.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
And then he have
True.
Sexy can I can't go
past that.
That was with Young Bird.
Hold on now.
Also, I love hip hop.
Yeah, Cake and Wine.
Three hits.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? He did something.
That's more hits than I had.
And he's doing more shit other than that.
Right, right.
You gotta get respect that. He's a businessman.
And that's more hits than half the people on Love & Hip Hop all season. That's true.
Exactly.
So leave it.
It's okay.
So stall him out. He's done something. And whatever he's done is supporting you, Princess. Please. Please be loyal.
Does she do it?
I'm sure she does something. I mean, he always bigs her up on doing
something. Oh, she had the clothing line. She had
does. You don't hear
everybody got the clothing line.
I'm sure she got clothing
lines. No, she had bathing suits.
All right.
They did a fashion show.
There's no winning with you guys.
Dog, disloyal, bitch made.
She made Bikini. Day?
Okay,
now. Oh, I thought you were saying that about her. I was like, wow, you have.
No, really I'm just feeling Ray J on that Training Day.
All right, so Max tells Fizz about the sex tape. Fizz apologized to Max for the sex tape.
Hey, whoever this is, she's very upset that I'm here.
Who?
I don't know who the hell it is, but she's
Kim
very
Ellis,
upset.
Kim Ellis, I have one wish.
That I not be on that. This motherfucker.
It's
show.
Okay. Nice but we have to have Willie in.
I don't. That don't hurt my feelings.
Good.
You ain't
gotta
say
you,
come on, man. Come on. I've been here for a very long time.
I gotta say, though, you're very, like, mellowed out. So it was really funny when Chirac came in
and I was pissed.
Yeah,
I was a whole other level of pissed.
No, it was like, real.
It was
like,
real.
Your commentary was like,
and I feel like
ahead,
I was
Willie.
Out.
You want to throw some shade? It was a nice moment for you.
Probably the most exciting moment you ever got at me at a reality TV.
Well, shit.
I'm here for the music. This is some bullshit.
I appreciate it.
Who allowed this bitch in here? No.
Her name is Mona, and she signed your checks.
Mona loves. She loves the drama. You know she does.
She does.
All right. So
to defend Fizz, right quick though, he did. And I never defend Fizz. You know, I don't never defend motherfucking Fizz.
Does he have to be defended?
Well, he apologized because it's kind of like when you're dealing with Moniece for all these years, it's kind of like your child. And if your child misbehaves at school, you don't show up and just roll over that. You have to say, I'm sorry, Ms. Johnson, for the way my child has been acting. And then you go forward. He had to apologize.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Moniece,
can you scroll
like
up really quick? Because that was actually a really interesting comment. Someone said, I want to see who that was. Can you
they're
scroll
like,
up?
Like, bye, Willie, stop.
Cause they get mad. It's all good. Cause I'm.
Wait, scroll down.
I'm good.
Scroll back up. not far.
Catch?
Damn, bitch. Scroll
Jason
down.
Acting like.
I know, Steven. I called you a bitch. You know, I love you. Jason Lee, want that Perez Hilton fame? Michelle D. That's interesting
because
I don't know. If in 2016, here's something to all you like bloggers out there. Let's not go for the Perez Hilton fame because. If you look at Perez Hilton's numbers right now, after that situation,
doing the shady shit
because it's negative. Well, no, he got in trouble because he was too negative.
I worked for his law firm, so
ooh, what's tea girl?
But no, he just decided to change direction to be a more positive person.
There you go. Well, then we sip tea after that
because he was negative.
All right, Jason Lee acting like Patrick when he thought SpongeBob ate that chocolate bar when he was breathing too hard.
I'm mad that Jason Lee got his position on the show.
I got a lot of respect for Jason Lee. I do. Because coming up, we y'all haven't seen this shit yet, so I'm like...
He got a sex tape on you?
No, man, hell no. That's not what I'm saying.
Because you ain't got dick pics released, right?
Hey, man, enough.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, one thing Jason Lee did some homework on Shorty that I hadn't did, because I wasn't going to go do no... And he read her a serious write. Later on, that y'all gonna watch that I can respect.
All right.
Because I wasn't finna go do that shit. But when he stood up and said what he said,
100%,
I'm like, yo. All
right now.
He does his job.
I respect you for that because you know the dirt and you know the inside and you went and did it. And then when it came to me and in a place where I wasn't finna go and find no dirt on a motherfucker because that wasn't what I was trying to do, he went and he set the record straight. And I was like, yo, he preached a major sermon that day.
All right.
Yeah, so I got a new respect for him. And I always was cool with him anyway. But other than that, you mean? I feel like that was...
Yeah.
Moniece is performing in her cousin Stevie's backyard, and...
To nobody.
Blue, blue, blue.
Where was the audience?
When we say her cousin Stevie, Jay doesn't follow that, does it?
No.
No.
Who's Steve?
Stevie Mackey, very talented, amazing singer. Should be an actual singer, but teaches all of your favorites how to sing. Works for the Voice.
I do know Stevie Mackey. That's the homie. Yeah.
He's a very dope person. All right, so Moni says, she finds out about the sex tape. She says, I'm not surprised that this gutter rat bitch would sink this low. Girl, what the fuck? What do you do? You literally got on stage at some shit that you shouldn't have even been talking about, and you got out some business. Now, Moniz, I love your crazy ass, because ever since that snatch and the push down, I'm always going to love you, girl. You know what I mean? And here's the other thing. You can tell Mona she fucked up with the video game app, because it should have been, you ever played Def Jam Vendetta?
Yeah,
dog. It should have been Def Jam. I want a Love and Hip Hop with all the seasons where I can choose to be you guys.
To whoop somebody's ass. No.
But you can battle whoever.
And not that we're promoting anything. You can cross, but, could you imagine, Sean Mendes?
Yes.
Yes.
New York versus LA.
And I'll be on that.
I'm here for it.
I remember that game. I don't know how that's the thing that bothered you about what Moni said when she...
No, that was the first comment.
Get down.
She said, why is Jason coming for me? Bitch, he's a blogger and he's messy and this is what he does. And you also just outed some bitch at your fucking event. So then she says, Brandy is a mom. I would never stoop that low. Like, there are just boundaries you don't cross. Tell. Brandy's a mom. So then, on national television, you put some shit out there that I didn't know, that half of them bitches in there didn't know, because they thought they was going to hear your blue, blue, blue. But then you out here talking about Brandy, Brandy, Brandy. Bitch, no one, first of all, no one cares. No one cares that Brandy got to go to court.
No.
We care about Tierra got to go to court because she fucking did some shit.
And that was a surprise. Like, you ain't surprised at Brandy. Court,
and really, I don't
Brandy
want
kind of crazy.
Yeah, so like,
bitch, oh, she beat a bitch up. Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, we figured that.
You know,
but then, and I already said this, but the thing is, Moniz, how are you gonna sit up here and say who? And look Jason in the eye and be like, who taped? Who has that tape?
Yo, that blew my mind. That blew my mind.
Hey, bitch, this ain't Maury.
Yo, the first thought.
We ain't gonna go through eight men.
Hey,
who
she's
got
single.
You pregnant?
First, maybe she had a few episodes with a little.
Oh, no. Taping?
But that's what scared me. Is like, bitch, is this something you do?
You know?
Like, is this what you do?
Like, is it at your crib and you already got it set up? Who got the tape? Yo, listen, listen.
Maybe some honey.
Bitch,
that's
why you put a Postmate on top of motherfuckers' laptops.
Yo, that's it, Craig.
Postmate.
You know what I'm
talking about? Post-it.
Post-it, whatever. You know what I mean?
On a laptop. Oh, the cover.
I don't use Postmates because I know.
I'm mad
just
that he
ran.
Know what to put on the laptop.
I sure do. First of all, I actually worked for I can't say the name of the company.
Yes.
For a porn company. So, as doing the porn. I did something
He wasn't
else.
Doing porn, guys. You
but
won't
I know,
find it out there.
I know the game, so make sure you do cover your laptop because
you
motherfuckers
why
be sketchy
as fuck. Why is
there
a laptop in the room and open? To be
because they want to leak it on national television.
Well,
again,
maybe she was drinking and had an episode and a moment and didn't realize it was recorded.
You're saying that, but y'all keep ironing over the fact. Y'all are like, oh, maybe she was dating and she's saying, who taped me? So dating denotes like going out, there's some dinners maybe or some drinks involved.
Who's that
but
dating?
How many dudes are you fucking?
No, look. End of story.
I feel like
stop
you on everybody's I feel like you on everybody's side but mine.
No.
Cause when I came home, you was on my
Willie, mine either, Willie. Willie, mine either,
I never on your side. Never on your side.
The only side where never Courtney's on Stephon's side is because they sit on the same side.
We sit on the same side.
I'm trying to figure this out.
I'm not on your side.
I saw you like, I feel like I was digging. I was digging on your side. I'm like, all right, y'all cool. But let me get you back in.
Man.
Cause you was gone.
It is. No, because we was rude to you.
We will.
Shit.
Make sure you guys follow More Fire Nation though.
Yes, he does do good work.
He does help homeless people.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
Well, thank
and
you
it's
guys.
Really
thank
great.
You for actually
and it's really great.
Bringing my character back
it's
to the forefront.
Thank you
Anyways.
For raising him up, Julie.
We love you, Jordan.
Oh, you're going to make me gag. All right. So, Ray J and Princess, she's mad because he's on a video shoot dancing with a vixen. Girl, are you going to look at 2 Chainz and be like, bitch, you can only wear one? No, you're not. That's his brand. The fuck are you talking about, Princess? I love you, girl. You beautiful.
No, no. It's not her trying to come at his brand. Now, on this, I defend Princess a little bit.
Really?
Yes. She's feeling...
I need 6 more you minutes, so we ain't wrapping right now. You're sorry, lost, my you. Brother.
No, no. You're lost. I defend Princess in this. Princess is, weeks before her marriage?
Days
before her marriage. Mm. She just had to see her mother-in-law say in a private meeting that she walked in on.
Private meeting with cameras, yep.
Okay, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But yeah, it was private enough.
Private enough, right? Enough. In a private meeting, her mom's, her mother, future mother-in-law saying, yeah, I don't think you should do this. She ain't the one. You walk in on that. She's feeling super insecure. Super duper insecure. Now you go to what is normal for Ray J, a video
the
shoot.
The man that you're marrying that we've watched
but
for
but she's insecure. She's not speaking out of her normal self.
She's not newly insecure.
Oh, you got me fucked up, Stefan. Wait till a Sunday we're hanging out and fucked up drunk. I'm going to fucking read your motherfucking ass.
They talk about I'm personal my composure right now.
I want Princess. That's where y'all went? That's what y'all are thinking?
In the end...
Jeez.
She went to his job and interrupted disrespectfully and called him out. It doesn't matter. She called him out in front of people that he is working with. That is never appropriate. That is never.
That is incorrect. I disagree with that 100%. Yes,
and
you're right. You're right.
No, absolutely right. Not. You you're go right. In, you watch, you hang out, and mm-hmm. when it's a break, right. y'all go over to craft services or go to his.
But
dressing
which
room
is why y'all have a conversation. I fuck with Shonda because I loved how she handled herself.
She did great.
Oh yeah,
like just period on crust, watching all types of ratchet television. Like that moment for me. Was like, thank you for putting a woman on here.
Amen. Yeah, like, but you're putting you okay, Shonda's security in herself versus Princess. Very different.
I mean,
she's not already.
The you don't man. Get a pass because you are a lost young lady.
Oh, let me find out
my.
Let me find out my barber is going to cancel.
It doesn't make it right. Sorry.
I need a haircut too. Because I leave town on Wednesday morning, I'm about to ride
out.
All right,
we're going to finish this because they're going to get so
mad.
All
right,
Princess is falling apart at the seams, is all I'm saying.
We get it. You fucked up with Princess. Ray J doesn't come home or call her, and
right,
she
Francisco.
Wants to stay. He
y'all,
says,
y'all know you don't like black girls, but not a girl.
Francisco, you're right.
Y'all suck. Listen, I love African American women. I've dated tons of them. I just don't date one right now.
First of all.
Or for the last 20 years.
First of all, a ton of them doesn't include the one that you dated for several years, bitch.
Moving on.
Look, he ain't got nothing to come back with.
We only have a minute. All
right. We don't have a minute.
Damn that time.
That was not 6 minutes. I've been.
Sarah, I see you. Very upset. Enough. Now don't. Off.
He did.
Why is she doing that, Willie? He needed to talk.
I mean, goddamn. I said shit.
Don't
call
that Willie, y'all. He explained it really well.
All right. We got to finish this up.
Enough is enough.
He says, I'm a grown ass man.
Willie's part of the family.
Jesus Christ. Sarah, like, he's going to see what the fuck I have to say about him. All right. I see it. Now, shut the fuck up.
I love it.
We love you. Tune in next week when he's not here.
Thank you.
All right. Damn, you knew I was going to be here today, right?
No.
I wasn't sure either.
Surprise!
Hopefully.
Surprise!
Oh, shit.
Because okay. We heard you on Watch the Show, and I was like, so?
Look, they took the chat out. They don't want us to look at that.
They don't want us to look at it. I'm lucky because I was almost going to hit up Shonda and be like, bitch, you know he coming in. You want to pop up? You want to pop up, girl? You want to pretend this love and hip hop? You just show up?
Give us that.
Shonda is the homie, though. She's
dope. Yeah, no, that's my girl. All
right, chill. So she says, be yourself. He said, you be yourself. He said, I'm about to in a minute.
Mm-hmm. And he laughs. He laughs at the next
and y'all taking that as a threat. That's her bag.
That was a threat.
He's doing a lot to change himself. We know who Ray J has been.
I can't.
See, I'm just saying. The man's trying to get married.
You can tell who's straight in this room.
Damn right. Thank God. Because we don't never have this. Dog.
Octavia, real quiet. Like, oh.
Look, it'd be Jesse, 2 girls, and me.
Damn. You see me
rolling
like
a girl. Well, let me tell you what I see.
I'll be over here like this.
I'll
be over here like this.
All right, last thing of the month. So Moniece goes in.
Just off the camera. He ain't even in the show no more.
We do not need an accident.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like blood involved. Like,
they didn't hand the phone
I'm
back
tipsy. I'm coming right. down from my high. Like, I don't need all that.
It's fine. It's fine.
All right, so Moniece's lawyer sends papers to Jason. Like, that's supposed to scare him. Fizz tells Jason, he was like, yo, like, my thing was, like, I thought you was, like, you know what I mean? Cool with me. Like, I just need the tape dead, man. Moniece says...
They're like, get out of this now, goddammit, shit.
Says, look, the tape's not in my possession. I just have access to it. Moniece is coming through like Jackie O. She walked in like,
Jackie, so where's the tape? See, I thought she looked like one of Charles Manson's ladies that was going to kill somebody with her flip-flops on.
Stefan.
Stefan.
So Moniece says, acting like she doesn't know who has the tape, yada, yada. So on that point, let's head into what?
Predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Don't ever disrespect Jackie O.
I'm like, that's a different one. That's new. We ain't even getting no flashing lights.
Quick. No,
all right, hurry up.
Yeah, that shit cute. Wrap it up.
Next week, Tierra is going to turn herself in. I'm excited to see that. Like, I think that that's some real shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's interesting. Stefan, stop recording us.
Jackpot is available on iTunes right now.
Are we gonna get there? Hold up.
I had to Princess, I didn't know if you was finished yet. If you wasn't finished, I was gonna shoot it.
Brother,
I was shooting
my shot. I'm never gonna lead the guest without giving him all this proper.
I was shooting my shot.
We still
gotta
talk about your appearance on Black Hollywood Live,
which y'all gotta check out next week.
All right, so Princess is getting a prenup. Moniece, and this, first of all, the fact that you showed the unknown rapper means he ain't shit, and it means that he gonna be on next season. And if he is on next season,
No. He's not going to be. This is predictions.
It doesn't mean that.
And Nico.
Yeah,
on a season
but they at least had some kind of weird storyline.
It depends on if she did it early. It's going to end quick.
Yeah, he ain't going to be on no next season.
It depends.
He can't even talk. We saw him. He ain't going to make it past this episode anyway.
He made the cut for the next week on Love and Hip Hop.
He did.
That means he got one episode on Love & Hip Hop for $250, $300?
Cockroach, she done got like, we didn't even know who she was. It was just on some
true.
Like,
yeah! And she was in
for
what,
$250, $300?
Probably
she got her cash?
Probably yeah. so.
Get back to the crib. We don't even know you.
For real.
It's not about
Cockroach.
The
for real.
They closing us up.
Oh, shit. They done closing us up.
They done turned the music on.
All right, well, that's fine.
They know we'll go all night.
But that's fine, because guess what? Willie gonna be on Black Hollywood Live next week.
Yeah, next week.
And we're gonna talk about his music. More important, serious things. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys check out Jackpot, available on iTunes. Also, 911, the video is out. You guys can also purchase that on iTunes, too.
There you go.
Willie, where can everyone follow you?
Hey, at Willie Taylor on Twitter, Willie_Taylor on Instagram, and my website, www.willietaylor.com. You don't get no simpler than that.
Hey.
Oh, now you got the clap track?
There we go. We in. And Jack Daniel has been great tonight.
And next season, we ain't going to get no pop-ups, right?
No.
No pop-ups.
That shit, it won't be that for damn sure.
Listen, the man is through.
That's what I'm saying. I just want the fans to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, Willie has been redeemed.
He has been freed.
And Shauna coming on Black Hollywood Live reality check, and we gonna ask her if you really been redeemed. She gonna
She gonna tell y'all. She see the work.
I appreciate that. She know.
Courtney, where can everyone follow you?
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Stefan.
I'm everywhere at I Am Stefan, and make sure y'all come out tomorrow if you want to volunteer. Skid Row Tuesdays, we're going to feed about 300 people.
Nice, and we with
on,
that.
In the streets. I do that.
And we all going to be there. So if you love the show,
let us know about that.
Let's go. All right, you guys can hit me up at DJ. Turn the fucking music, lower the music. I'm about to finish it in 3 seconds. My name is DJ Jesse J. Follow me everywhere. And you guys can also hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also subscribe to us on iTunes. Till next week, bye.
Boom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.